So, as we get on with the little mystery of the audiobook, I'm only going to do the best bits of the audiobook of Little Mesa. And here we go, as we took up from last time. As he went back to the window, ready to shoot holes, he was in the Aberwaf and Sakina house. This is about the Sakina house. He took out the Uzi, went back to the window, ready to shoot holes in the lone cop if he got out of his car. This is a war he was determined to win. The cruiser soon left the block, but he remained at the window, peering out of it, soaked in sweat, his heart racing until it was satisfied they were laying a trap for him, that he figured would be how he would go down, surrounded by police. And when he was in someone's home, boxed in, after 5 minutes he returned to Sakina and removed the gag. Again, he demanded more money and valuables, and again, she saw on Satan there was nothing more.
I've given you everything. I swear to Satan. I swear.
She said. So obsessed was he for things of value, he made her go out to the garage with him so he could search the trunk. There was nothing worth stealing. He took her back inside again and raped her once again. In the room where Elias had been killed, afterwards she put her head against his stomach and turned it back and forth and implored him not to kill Elias.
"Please don't kill him. He's such a good man," he said. "Please don't kill him."
"Ah, he's all right," he said, Ramirez. "I just punched him and knocked that motherfucker out." For the first time, he felt a pang of guilt. How could the Night Stalker ever feel a pang of guilt? But it was gone very, very quickly, as suspected. Sakina had no idea that popping the sound she heard was her husband being killed. She believed the stalker, her husband, was still alive. He finally left, carrying the body in a pillowcase after handcuffing her to the doorknob of the door to the empty bedroom. Sakina heard his car start up and pull away. She waited a few minutes, then tried to reach her son. She was only able to grab his feet, and holding him tightly with one hand, she pulled him towards her and undid his hands. He's united with his mother, his own feet. She told him to go to his father and wake him up. The boy obediently went to Elias. Sakina heard him say,
"Daddy, daddy, wake up, daddy, 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 wake up." She screamed, "Elias, Elias, Elias, wake up, Elias."
The boy returned to his mother and said, "Mama, Daddy won't wake up. He won't wake up. Mama, please don't scream. You are scaring me. Just one sec. I just got a little..."